FM 90.3 WJTL, Dave Pettigrew, Love Is Here. Good morning to you at 722.
Weather forecast for today, there is a flood advisory for a small stream and urban flooding as well. Flash flood watch through tomorrow. Today, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Storms could produce some heavy rain, high 81. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms likely with that heavy rain once again, but they're going to throw in some wind possibly tonight, low 72. Winning Wednesday, showers, storms likely once again, high 81, currently at 73.
Our friend Calvin Greiner with us today. He's the president of the Ministry Center, and he is a prayer walker who has walked across America, done many prayer walks. And Calvin, you were just telling me you've met all kinds of critters, snakes and big cattle and dogs and all kinds of things on your walks.
Correct.
Yeah. What's the craziest animal or craziest time you've ever had?
Well, probably the bull snake that looked like a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Until I was instructed by the ranchers that when you see a bull snake crossing the road, it's going to rain. Uh-oh.
We must have had a lot of them crossing the road here.
And so as we began to walk, I would see different animals, a green snake, probably 5-6 foot long. Thought of Jesse Rothacker, my friend, who probably could have called him. He would have known right away.
And you would have loved to be with
him. Calvin, that's a bull snake, not a rattlesnake. And some dogs and some unusual things, you know, as we all see. You know, I never saw a roadrunner before. In person, but I did.
Yeah,
so
how cool is that?
Yeah.
You've prayer walked all over the United States, and what is your purpose in prayer walking?
Well, as I shared, I think the first segment, everything is for the glory of God. I love Jesus. I love His presence. I love His Word. I love people. I love His the way He works and moves, so I follow His heart as close as I can. And we also cooperate and flow with other body of Christ believers, members of the church across the nation, different cities. So I desire to connect everywhere I go with local believers, et cetera.
If folks want to connect with you and find out more about your story, where you've prayer walked, where you're going to be prayer walking, can they visit you online?
Yes, we have a website, theministrycenteronline.org would be a way. And I don't normally get my cell phone out, but if you want, okay, we
probably
won't do
better
that.
Off not
we won't
doing
do that,
that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Ministry Center Online is the best.
.org. Okay, we're good.
.org. And your wife has written a book based on your walk across America. It's called National Crosswalk, An Amazing Journey of Faith, Love, and Endurance. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Okay, thanks, Steph. She's probably listening. Appreciate you, dear. Amazing. I have an amazing wife to go with me that long and to endure some of the things we endured. But so we would have updates, emails. So as we got back in July 2014, she took some time and seemed like the Lord directed her, gave her grace to write an amazing book. A lot of great pictures. So
yeah, I love
history,
the pictures
woven in, and God's stories. If you want God's stories, they're in there.
So, those are the place. Yeah. If folks want to get this book, is it available online at your website?
It's available if you would go online. Yeah. Yep.
Very cool. Now, you have a walk coming up in 2019 that you want to do. Tell us about that.
Okay. About a year ago, I was instructed as I prayed. I felt like God said, I want you to do another walk. This would be the southern cities of the United States. 2016, I walked part of the East Coast down from Bangor, Maine to Florida. So that was sort of an amazing. So 2019, I felt like God said, start the Carolinas. Go across Tennessee, drop down Alabama, possibly Louisiana, Mississippi, the southern part of Texas, and end up in San Diego. And the focus was praying that God would continue to give this nation open heavens for the final harvest. That was my vision, to see God pour out His Spirit in this nation for a final harvest of His precious souls.
If folks want to follow you or find out about the walk, or how can they be involved?
Well, they can go online, ministrycenteronline.org, and follow us. We do have some other connections. My personal friends can call me on the cell phone, but we will not give that over online, okay?
Oh, that's great.
Because I love the personal touch.
Well, you do have the personal touch, I know. Visit Calvin online, ministrycenteronline.org. In February 2019, he's going to be walking the southern cities, and you could follow with him there and find out about his prayers for the heavens and the harvest.
Amen.
Which is pretty awesome. We'd love to give one of your books away. You brought one to give away.
Correct. Do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Caller number three, we have this lovely book, The National Crosswalk, from our guest this morning. 717-392-3690. Caller number two, 717-392-FM90. You can win our book.
Calvin, thank you so much for visiting us today. Bless you.
God bless all who listen today, and God bless WJTO. Aww.
Thank you. Appreciate Visit Calvin you. Online, the Ministry Center, online.org. Back to the music we go. This is Jason Gray. I am.